Sleep Cafe.
Sorry.
Olivia usually starts us off and she was over there not paying attention.
My eye itched.
Anyway, let's try it again.
Hi! We're back. It's been 5 seconds. I pet a cat. No, I'm back over here.
You pet both of them.
I did. Got a Dr. Pee-Pee.
Sponsored only by Dr. Pee-Pee.
So what are we doing for supper tonight?
For supper? I have no idea. I'm poor, so.
Me too.
Yeah. I literally have to wait this week to go buy groceries for myself, so.
I can help with groceries.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm waiting to get paid.
Speaking of being broke, can you donate?
Yeah. She's like, maybe
what
do
a
I donate?
What a sick.
It's fine. It's not like an emergency. It's one of those times where I'm like, I mean, I could go buy myself food. It's not like there's nothing there, but it just makes more sense.
It's more financially smart to wait.
Yeah. And it's not like I don't have food here.
You paid on Tuesday, though, so you have like one more day.
Yeah, that's why I was just going to go Wednesday whenever I go get my vaccine.
That makes sense.
Because I'm going to go out and about anyway. Also, PetSmart sent me a $3 off coupon on cat treats for Bandit's birthday, and cat treats are only like $3, so I was going to go get her a bag of Tiki Cats. So.
Ooh, spoiled.
Yep. Because I only feed my kids real things.
Bandit!
No, it's because they like them, and they don't have any, and $3 off is basically the price of the bag, so.
You'll get it for, like, free.
Almost, yeah. It'll literally only be, like, change. So, I was going to see if, like, they could same-day deliver it, because PetSmart is, like, near my house, so I get same-day delivery for free sometimes. And, but her little coupon for her birthday only works in stores, so I'm gonna have to go get them.
How rude.
So rude. But then that means I get to go to the Fancy Kroger.
That is such a...
Shout out to a Fancy Kroger. If you have one, you know exactly what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's so fancy. And I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
I love the Fancy Kroger. Because the two that are, like, closest to me are not fancy. They're older and they're not, like, updated to where you can do the, like, scan and go thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Where you can go in there and get one of the scanners and, like,
yeah,
check out. Ooh, as you go. Yeah,
I haven't been to that one.
And that Kroger has, like, literally everything that you can imagine. Like, literally everything.
Do you think they have that taco sauce from Taco Bell that we were looking for the other day?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we made the mistake of going into Publix.
Yeah.
I don't really like Publix. They're really expensive, and the only thing that's good in there is, like, their fresh stuff that they make.
That lady there was really nice to us, though.
Yeah, she was. That's true.
I don't remember what she called us, but it made me feel safe.
Yeah, I don't either. But yeah, I know.
I remember that interaction.
Yeah, I'll remember it forever.
There's this girl that I work with, and she's very sweet. I don't know who she is, but she calls me boo all the time.
Love
and
that.
I had to help her convert military time the other day.
I get it. Yeah.
So I was like, this is how you do it.
Yep.
And she's like, thanks. So now I just feel like I'm going to have to convert military time a lot more.
That's okay. That's all that's on my phone.
That's all that's on my phone, too.
Yep. It's because we're built different.
We are.
Yep. What it's else just... is new for this week? I didn't talk about how Zac Efron got Botox and he looks really bad now.
He does look really bad.
He looks nasty.
He looks like he doesn't have teeth anymore.
I'm very upset about it.
The best way to describe it is, you know, when The Weeknd did that fake plastic surgery?
Yes.
That's what it looks like, but it's real.
Yeah, unfortunately for us. I don't know why he did that either, because he wasn't, like,
he was always
old.
Attractive.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like he would age like fine wine.
He was already starting to, like, and also, it's not like he had a bunch of wrinkles or anything like
now,
that.
No, why did he do it?
I'm like...
And now he's being made fun of, and now he's probably not going to get casted in movies anymore.
It looks really bad.
It looks really bad. Maybe it's a joke.
He's going to go the direction of John Travolta, where, like...
Uh-oh, why is Anthony Padilla trending?
Ugh, wouldn't be surprised. He goes along with Mikey, so...
Anthony Padilla just confirmed he's going to have an interview with Dream. Oh,
are people, like, lit because they've never seen Dream's face before?
Yeah, but I think it's, like, another faceless.
Oh.
I thought Anthony was in trouble.
We could only hope. I used to like him, but then all of the stuff in Mikey happened. Yeah. And also, she's acting like the reason that she wasn't on the internet is because she has Crohn's disease. And I'm like, girl, that's not why you're not on the internet anymore. No. It's because you got called out for being straight up racist with receipts. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And she didn't say nothing back to it except for like a 2-second Instagram story apology. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, he looks bad. Minus the teeth. Take the teeth out.
See, yeah, people said Zac Efron really looked like this.
He does.
I told you. I was like, that's like when I saw him. I was like, he looks like The Weeknd's like fake plastic surgery.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen Zac Efron, I'm so sorry for what you're going to find.
Why did he do that to himself?
I don't know.
He looks like a Roblox character.
Not Roblox. I love that.
My manager yesterday was talking about how him and his son play Roblox together.
Aw, that's cute.
It's like, fun.
One of the doctors that I work with plays Fortnite with his kids. Aww. He also plays Fortnite by himself, but that's a different story. Yeah. But yeah. I think that's the only new thing. We kind of talked about how Demi Lovato and Gabby Hanna have been unhinged in the middle of last episode.
Yeah, they're kind of... We need to see if anybody's posted a drama channel about Gabby Hanna.
Probably.
I have been waiting.
And I like that she's like, first of all, she's been posting, I think they're on Snapchat or are they Instagram stories?
She posted
like
both. That.
Good. But she's been posting, like, singing all of these Bo Burnham songs. And like, can we start gatekeeping Bo Burnham? Because it's not for you, sweetie.
No.
And she takes them out of context and she's just saying it like, yeah, I don't know. But then she gets on these and acts like super unhinged on purpose, like she's really playing it up. And then when people start being like, girly, you're on something, she's like, don't tell me I'm on something, you don't know me, blah. And then she just like screams.
And then she'll be like, they're fucking bullies. Mm-hmm. They're internet bullies. And then she like goes and bullies people.
Yeah, just out in the open. Yep.
She like made this really insensitive tweet not too long ago. You know, like, I can't think of what they're called, but they're like to say how a tweet is supposed to be.
Oh, like the signaling or yeah, whatever.
Like, yeah, said with love, said with sarcasm kind right. of thing. It's for like neurodivergent people who yeah. like
can't tell if it's a joke or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was like, y'all do too much.
Yeah. She I was said, like, you guys are being too sensitive.
I said, kind of ableist of you, Gabby. Yeah,
that's a little much. You should have just shut up. So.
Yeah. Also, I think they're kind of helpful.
Yeah. They are.
Sometimes I can't tell if someone's being
mean or if they're trying to be like haha funny. Yeah. But she's on one.
Are she you hungry? Is. No. Yep. It was my tummy growled. It's the IHOP, you know?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
She'll bite you in the ass.
Yep. She will. Literally.
I have IBS.
Me too.
IBS shit.
That's what we called it. Exactly. That is.
It is what it is.
It is real. IBS gang. We make t-shirts that say IBS gang on them. Nobody else can do that now. We've trademarked it. It's our intellectual property.
That would be so funny.
That would be so funny.
What color would we make them?
Brown, duh.
mugs, too. You know, like, the mugs that be like, coffee makes me poop?
Yes.
Those. Trucker hats.
Yes, all of the things. I think that it would be funny if they were brown and the words were like bedazzled.
Yes. That's such a genius idea.
We're so good at things.
So one of my classes, we're learning about, it's like my human development class, so we're talking about life. Anyways, we're talking about old people, and she's my teacher, mind you, she's like 75. She's retired, but like just comes back and teaches.
I've had one of those.
So she's like, yeah, old people have sex, old people fuck.
Good to know.
And I was like,
she's like, not to flex on you guys, but
she's like we prefer oral because it hurts.
I
was sitting in my chair and I was like,
just don't group yourself in with that, because I don't want to envision you doing that on the weekends, girly. I'm so glad that you're getting it in. Congrats.
I was like, look, I know I should not feel uncomfortable because, like, okay, sex is normal or whatever, but, like, I was very uncomfortable.
Like, I didn't want to know the specifics of what you do on the weekends.
Anyways, old people be fucking.
That's the lesson of the day. I love that. Anyway, do I go? Mine's kind of long today.
That's okay. Mine's short.
Okay.
I'll sit back, relax.
Take a break. So, mine has a little cute warning. Not cute, sorry. about there's children involved, and a lot of assault happens because that's his thing. He's shocked. So
John Wayne Gacy?
No.
Oh.
No.
He also hurt yeah. children. Was yeah. it close on the money?
I mean, serial killer, yeah.
Huh. It's almost like that's what we do every week.
Yeah. It's Rodney Alcala. Or Alcala. I don't know how to say his name. It doesn't matter. The Dating Game Killer.
Yes.
Yep.
Him.
Yep.
We got him confused with the Night Stalker.
Yes, we did.
Because we said the Night Stalker was on the Dating Game, but no, he
true.
Wasn't.
True. Yep. Okay. So, he is born August 23rd, 1943 in San Antonio, Texas. So, his father moves their family to Mexico in 1951, and in 1954, he just straight up abandons them.
Nice.
Rodney is 11 at this time, and after his dad just up and leaves, his mom moves him and his two sisters to Los Angeles. So we're already starting off not super positive. Abandonment issues, daddy issues. Yeah.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. So by the age of 17, he joins the army. He's working as a clerk, whatever that means. I don't really know. 3 years in, he has a nervous breakdown and goes AWOL, and he hitchhikes back to his mom's house from Fort Bragg, where he was stationed. The military obviously be keeping tabs on everyone. They find where he is, and they send out a psychiatrist to be like, what happened? Which, I guess, good on them. But at this time, he gets diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder, which is what most people would call, like, psychopath, sociopath. Mm-hmm. That's what that diagnosis is. And he gets medically discharged from the Army. So after that, he goes and enrolls at UCLA for fine arts, and he's studying film. He eventually graduates. Things seem to be going normal, but don't worry. They're going to get worse. So he also went to NYU to do a little bit more of his film studies. And while he was there, he studies up under Roman Polanski. That's a little fun fact for the day. Like from the Manson murders, mm-hmm. that man.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is where we're getting into stuff. So his first crime that we know of, not entirely sure. There's a lot of ifs ands with him. Get into that later. So 1968, he's 25. This is where children are going to come in. If it's not, if you're not somebody that's comfortable with that, just skip on forward to Olivia's, because it only goes downhill from here. So one of his neighbors sees him calling in an 8-year-old girl into his apartment. Like, he's just doing this out in broad daylight. So the neighbor calls the police and is like, hey, there's this creepy man, and he's calling this child into his apartment, which I don't think is his. So the police arrive, they barge into his house because they have reason, and the girl is still alive, but he had assaulted her and beat her almost to death with a steel bar.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Her name is Tally Shapiro. So after this, because he knows that the police are on his case, I think that he had somehow escaped the apartment by the time that the police had come in.
Oh, so
in.
He, like, knew
he
they were
wasn't there. Yeah, he wasn't there, and he flees California and goes to New York City. This is when he enrolls at NYU, and he changes his name while he's there and goes by John Berger. Yeah. So 1971, he's now 28. He meets a 23-year-old woman in Manhattan. Her name is Cornelia Crilly. It might be Crilly. She's a flight attendant. Unfortunately, the police find her body in her apartment because she had been missing for a few days, and she had been raped, strangled. And that murder actually did not get solved until 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was like after he
was already in jail and trials, and yeah. I'll tell you how all of the after okay. stuff happens. But at this time in 71, he's already on the FBI's most wanted list. And he had a job at a little summer, like, arts camp in New Hampshire as a camp counselor, which is super great, super good. Obviously he's going by a different name, so the people that, like, gave him the job don't know, and it's also, like, 1970, so how do you do a background check at this time? You don't. But some of the kids that were attending the camp had been at their little post office, mm-hmm. and the post office had the pictures and, like, stuff up on the bulletin board for the public. These little kids, like, see him, and obviously his name isn't the same on there, but they're like, bro, that's our camp counselor, John.
They're like,
Yeah, so they call the number and rat him out.
As they should.
Yeah, so then the FBI extradites him back to California. So he's in custody. He's on trial for the first little girl, Tally's, assault, mm-hmm. because she was still living. So obviously it got reported to the police. They were there, yeah. So that's what his trial is for and why they were looking for him. Because obviously if you assault and beat one little girl, you've probably done it more than once.
Yeah, especially if you just do it in the broad of daylight.
And then you go on the run. Yeah. And you're working at a kid's camp. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. It's possible that he did things while they were there, but I don't know. So trial comes, but at this time the girl's parents had moved their whole family to Mexico. And they're like, we're not coming back. She's not going to testify here. Like, absolutely not. We're not going to make her go through that, you know?
Can't blame them.
Yeah. And because they're refusing to let her testify, they don't have their primary witness. And they have to let Rodney, like,
go.
Be able to plead to a lesser charge of just, like, assault and not, like, rape and battery and stuff like that and stuff with minors. So he only gets charged with assault at this time, which you're not going to be in prison for for a super long time. So he's in prison for only 17 months and gets paroled.
Nice.
And, let out. And not even 2 months after getting let out, he gets arrested again for assaulting another 13-year-old. Great. And he goes back to jail, but only serves 2 years. That's it. So 1977. He wants to go back to New York City. He's out of jail at this time. But usually when you're a repeat offender, they don't just let you up and leave the state, especially not while you're still on parole. For some reason, they let him.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, they were just like, cool, that's fine. Go have fun. Yeah.
That's like the Green River Killer.
Yeah. Yeah, they just were like, okay, buddy. See ya.
We don't care.
Yep. Bye. So while he's in New York City, he meets Ellen Jane Hover. She's 23 again. He ends up killing her, and her remains are found on the Rockefeller estate. And when the police were like going through her things later at her apartment, they find a diary that she had, and she had written down in it that she was excited to meet a photographer named John Berger. Guess who? He gets questioned for this, but because there's no evidence other than the name, there's, like, no
way. The name is evidence enough. It's a fake name.
Uh-huh. There's no way for the police to be able to tie him to.
That is enough evidence.
I would also think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's the same. It's the same thing that he always does.
It's different if your name is Josh Swan.
Exactly. Yeah. But they were just like, cool. Sorry, bud. We only have this, which doesn't necessarily prove that you killed anyone. It does prove that you saw her, but, you know, yeah. So he gets released back out into the wild. So cool. And he goes back to California. He meets Jill Barcombe, I think that's how you say. Her body is found in the Hollywood Hills, which is not where she lives at all. She had been sexually assaulted and bludgeoned to death with a blunt object, and also strangled with a pair of pants. I don't know if they were hers or his or whose pants they were.
Oh, my God.
But that's how they found her. And her crime was also not solved until 2005. Because...
That's insane.
Yep. So, going back into 1978, I believe that Jill's was in 77. I don't have it written down, but I think it was in 77. So, 1978, he gets arrested for a very short period of time again for, like, marijuana possession. Mm-hmm. Not anything huge. But while he's in prison, this is kind of the same time where the Hillside Stranglers were running around, and the police thought that maybe he was one of the people involved in that.
Add up.
Yeah, so they question him, but... there's no like connection. Also, like, crimes were still happening while he was in prison, so they were like, I don't think so. And yeah, originally Jill's murder was thought to be a Hillside Strangler one, but like DNA evidence tied him directly to the scene, so
we'll have to one day do the Hillside Stranglers.
For sure.
But it's a long one.
It
there's
is
lots to unpack with that one.
There is but and also, after they had kind of questioned him as being a part of this, they were also at the same time trying to get him, I guess because they think, you know, well, if you're a predator, you probably know other predators. So they're trying to also get his, I guess,
opinion on who he thinks it might be. I don't think that he really helps them a ton, like, find anyone. But they, for a minute, they are trying to use him to find other criminals. He gets out of prison again. And this is when he starts more of his, ooh, I'm a professional photographer, like, just running around the streets of California mm-hmm. telling people that. And he's not only doing this to young women, he's also doing it to men. And I think that some of the, like, I don't even want to say men and women, because it was some people in their 20s, but it was seeming more like the teen end, upwards to, like, 25, maybe. But he would be like, yeah, I'm a photographer. I just want to take your picture because you're so pretty and blah, blah, blah. But he had this big book of photographs that he would show people, being like, yeah, don't you want to do this? I just, sometimes I do nude models, but it's just because, like, I'm a real artist, you know? And some of the people that had taken pictures, he didn't, like, always do awful things to the people that he mm-hmm. took pictures of, but the people that survived him taking pictures of them, like, after everything went down and all of the news came out about him, they came forward and were talking about his book that he would show people. And most of the pictures that he had saved in there were all, like, sexually explicit pictures, like,
gross.
Him doing stuff to people in positions, you know, stuff like that, which... You can take those pictures and not be creepy, but in his case, creepy.
Yeah. It was him, so that's why I was like,
exactly. Gross. And this is, the whole photo book is also how a lot of cold cases
have been found
since all of his trials have gone down. Right. I think that he only has, it's a very low number of people that are confirmed, but the police obviously think, with all of these pictures and all of the cold cases that exist out there, there's got to be at least one of these, you know?
Yeah, and it was, like, during this time, like you said, the Hillside Stranglers was going around. There was a lot
going on. The Night Stalker, the Golden State Killer, like, everyone was running the streets.
Bro, those cops had to be, detectives and cops had to be stressed.
Literally.
They're like, well, which one was this one?
Yeah, but, yeah. So, later, same year, 1978, this is when he gets on the Dating Game. It's a game show. It's hosted by Jim Lange. I think that's how you say it. And if, how do I describe this? So there's, like, three men, and then there's one woman, and there's a curtain in between them, and she's just asking the men questions about, like, you know, what's your favorite hobby? What do you like to do? Those kind of things.
Number one?
And number one will be, like, blue.
Yeah.
I mean, hobby.
Blue. My favorite hobby is blue. Yeah,
I don't know why I was thinking.
Number Come one on. Will be like biking, and then number two will be like fishing, hunting.
Number three is like murdering kids.
Exactly, and then they're like, number three, you're the winner. You know, she picks who she wants to go on a date with after asking them a series of questions. So you're
she
supposed
know
to
what
like,
they look like. It's right? Like, it's like love at first sight. What does that think?
Yeah, of? Yeah, that's what it is. But a little different. But yeah, that. But it was a game show that was on TV in the 70s, 80s, and he appeared on it as one of the men. So what if you win, you get to go on a date with a woman.
Yeah,
that's your prize.
Women are always prizes.
Exactly. So he actually won the episode that
Did
he was
go
on
a date with him?
No. Oh. Because after talking to him for literally less than 2 seconds, she was like, this guy's a creep, actually, and I'm not doing that. So she survived. Her name is Cheryl Bradshaw. And she did not go on a date with him.
She said, number two? What do you wanna?"
Yeah, I don't know what number he was, but yeah. I think you can actually see part of the episode on YouTube.
That's fun.
Yeah, if you want to do that. But he was described as a successful photographer who got his start when his father found him in the darkroom at the age of 13, fully developed. Between takes, you might find him skydiving or motorcycling. All BS. Also, his dad left him when he was, like, 11, so.
Also, the whole dark room thing?
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's kind of weird.
But that's word for word. I got a quote for you on that one.
Thanks.
But, yeah, she doesn't go out with him. One of the other contestants that was on the show with him said that he had weird vibes and described him as a very strange guy. So, even the men were like, yeah, this one's not it. That should tell you something. So, the next year, 1979, he lures in 15-year-old Monique Hoyt with the same, I'm a photographer, I want to take your pictures, you're so pretty, blah, 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 blah. And he ends up knocking her unconscious, rapes her,
But she lives, and she goes on to testify in his trials. So.
A queen.
Yep. So, here's, I don't want to say most known, but this is the one that really got him in trouble. Mm-hmm. I believe it was in 1979. I don't have the exact date, but, a 12-year-old girl goes missing. Her name is Robin Samso. She disappears on the way to her ballet class, and her body gets found in the Los Angeles foothills 12 days after her disappearance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The police are asking her friends that were also supposed to be going with her, like, do you know what happened? Did she, like, get away from you guys? Did you see her? You know, they're trying to go through, like, well, she disappeared on the way here because she never went to her ballet class. So something happened in between here and there. Yeah. So her friends are like, well, there was this guy that came up to us on the way there, and he said that he wanted to take pictures of us because we were pretty.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. And they said that Robin went with him. So the police are like, yeah, I mean, they're 12.
True.
Yeah. But the police are like, do you remember what he looked like? They're trying to get descriptions from all of these little girls. And so a sketch artist comes up with something. Guess who it looks like? Yeah. And whenever the police are like posting the, have you seen this man thing up and around town? Ronnie's parole officer recognizes it. It's like, hey. God dang, you know?
And get paid enough.
Yeah. And so he's like, ring, ring, police. Yeah, I think this is one of my parolees. Yeah. And so they're like,
and the police have already talked to Rocky.
Exactly. Before, they're like, so. Oh, he's a frequent flyer.
Yeah. Why didn't they? Never mind.
Yeah.
You know,
I will say they do more than I expected them to have done. Good. So
they did have a lot on their plate
with all of the murders happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, parole officer, what's his demographics? Give us his address. Where can we find him? They give him the address that they have on file, which is actually Rodney's mom's house. Mm-hmm. But he still stays there sometimes. So he does have things there. But the police, like, go to her house and are like, hey, your son home? And she's like, no, I don't know where he is. And they're like, can we search your house? And she's like, yeah. Because by this time, obviously, she knows that there's something not correct with him. And he do be committing crimes. So they search her house. And in his bedroom, they find a key, among other things. But they're like, what does this key go to? They do a little do-do-do research and find out that it goes to a storage locker in Seattle. How do they come up with that? I don't know. But they do. And they're like, gotta go to Seattle. So they jump in the car. They go to Seattle, find the storage locker. And while they're going through the storage locker, they find Robin's earrings in there. So he moves fast also.
Yeah, he does.
Between California and, Washington State.
Yeah, that was fast.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, that places him with lots of evidence to be like, sir, why do you have this little girl's earrings that went disappearing, like, and the way that she was killed is exactly how you do it? Seems sus.
Yeah. Also, why did...
I will say I did not expect them to go above and beyond like that.
Me either.
But they did. So that was good. But he gets arrested in 1979 later. I think that was in the beginning of the year. And he gets arrested in July of that year. So he gets held without bail. Wonder why. And his trial begins in 1980. So he gets convicted for Samso's murder and is sentenced to death. However, the decision gets overturned by California Supreme Court, because the jurors had been improperly informed of his prior sex crimes. Whatever that means. I don't know. But for some reason, that's grounds for it to not be a fair trial.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know what exactly that would entail. Does that mean...
They were told, but they weren't properly told.
Right. So, like, what exactly does that mean?
I'd just be curious to know what got said.
Yeah. So, in 1986, he gets his redo. It's basically the same as the first one, except for they omit his prior criminal record testimony, which I feel like is important to know, but whatever. He gets convicted again, sentenced to death again. Well, then a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals nullifies the second conviction because a witness was not allowed to support
Alcala's contention that the park ranger who found Samso's body had been hypnotized by police investigators. What does that whole sentence mean?
What?
Yeah.
One more time.
Okay. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes.
Says,
no,
can't sentence this man to death.
Because
a witness,
park ranger,
was not allowed to support that Alcala said that a park ranger who found the body had been hypnotized by police investigators. That's what Alcala said, and the witness was not allowed to support that. Like, I guess that he said that he supported what Alcala said about the hypnotization, and the rest of the jurors were like, nah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I still don't know how that makes a trial invalid, but me whatever. Either. They're really going on technicalities. His defense team must have been...
He had a pretty good defense
team. Yeah. Okay, so, time number three. There's a lot of time in between these two because more people are coming out. It's all over the news. And his prosecutors are trying to say that there's, like, no way that you could have a fair trial. They have to have all of these juror, like, screenings over and over again because by this time, like, everybody knew about it because it had been all over the news. And all of his other crimes that they were thinking were linked to him were also coming up. Yeah. So there's no way that you could have, like, a fair jury.
No. Obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
So lots of time in between that and that. So we're in 2003 now.
I was three.
Yeah. So prosecutors enter a motion to join the Samso charges with those of the four newly discovered victims.
Okay.
So they're like, yeah, we'll do that along with these four. Fine. Whatever you want to bring to us. They're still trying to say that there's no way that this could be fair, but they're like, but whatever.
They don't care.
And so in 2006, the California Supreme Court rules in the prosecution's favor and says, no, you have to have a trial. Like, there's no way that you can just let this man run free. Obviously. Yeah, obviously. We've done that multiple times and look at what happened.
They're like, hey, the more free he is, the more people he fucking kills. So. Yeah.
So even more time went by. And in February of 2010, he stands trial for five of the victims. Okay. So at this time, he decides that he's going to be his own attorney because that always goes well.
Mm-hmm.
He puts on an entire show where he's doing, like, different voices in between. Like, he's questioning himself in a different voice and then answering the question in a real voice. And he's moving all over the courtroom and he's doing the most.
And they are like, oh, my God.
Yeah. He's really trying to play up that he's crazy, mm-hmm. which I think is maybe why he did the back and forth. Because he wants people to think that he's crazy because he's also been trying to, like, say, oh, I'm insane. There's no way that I could have done this.
But there is a way.
There is very much a way. He also says all kinds of stuff that isn't true. Like, he makes up all of these timelines that make absolutely no sense. He's like, there's no way that I could have murdered this girl because I worked at Knott's Berry Farm and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, What does that have to do with anything?
They're like,
and he tries to say that the earrings that the police found in his storage locker were his and not hers, and it was just a coincidence that they had the exact same earrings. And one of the guys that was supposed to be on the show with him actually came forward and was like, bruh, if he would have had earrings in, I definitely would have remembered because that's gay. You know? He literally almost word for word says something along those lines about, like, about real men don't wear earrings, and he would have noticed that if that would have happened on the show.
Gross.
So that's gross, but I guess it worked in this because that was how they ruled that out, is those being his earrings, because his ears weren't even pierced. So Rodney also pays a psychiatrist to be his only defense witness. This is all, he's putting all of his eggs in one basket. The man's name is Richard Rappaport. He tries to convince the jury that he's psychotic and there's no way that he could remember doing any of these. So, like, this whole trial makes no sense because he's crazy and not going to remember anything anyway. That literally makes no sense and doesn't help anything. So guess what happens? He gets sentenced to death again.
Oh my God.
And that was in March of 2010.
Jesus.
Yeah. And obviously since then, even more things have come up and he's been charged in multiple states
for doing multiple murders and assaults because of his cute little photo book that he decided to lay around. And surprise, surprise, a bunch of cold cases.
Yeah, they're still, like, finding.
There are people in his little cute books that are suspiciously missing and got murdered around the same time. And nobody knows why. Like, but guess who saw them last? He did. Let me see. I think he is still alive. I should have gotten that. Let me look.
That's okay.
I think that he is.
Because I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a movie about him, too, which is weird, but the ID channel made it. Yeah, he's 77. But he still be living. It's so, like, annoying that he even just... But he's in the California State Prison. Yeah, he's 77 years old. This was in 1997, if you want to see him. Yeah.
Creepy.
Yep. That was it. But there are other victims that have obviously been found out since then. I don't have all of their names just because I was worried about it taking up so much time. But obviously, they're equally important. But yeah, most of the people that have been found since then are because of his little photo book.
Nice.
Yep.
I hate him.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just...
Yeah, I don't think that there's words.
He got away for, like, so much for so long.
Yeah.
It's truly just...
It's one of those stories where you're like, okay, why did you let this man back out? Okay, why is he out? Why is he out on the street?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. My turn. Mine is super short and super sweet.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Jersey Devil.
Fun.
Yeah. So we're going all the way to southern New Jersey, obviously.
Where Snooki lives?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know where she lives.
So it's either known as the Jersey Devil or the Leeds Devil, mm-hmm. Legendary creature that's said to inhabit the Pines Barrens of South Jersey. Fun fact, that's why. You know in the show Gravity Falls?
Yeah.
That's why there are like Dipper Pines and Maple Pines.
Fun!
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too.
I love Gravity Falls.
The creature is a flying with hooves, but there are many variations. People describe them to be kangaroo-like, with a horse head / goat head, bat wings, small arms, clawed hands, and has hoofs and a forked tail.
Just like a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I picture when I picture a kangaroo.
Yep.
Moves quickly and has been reported emitting a high-pitched scream.
Hmm.
And so it just like, you know,
it just be out in the woods screaming. Yeah. I get it.
So origin, a woman by the name of Mother Lead, that's why it's also called the Lead Devil, had 12 children. She later found out she was pregnant with a 13th. Boy, she was pissed off to be having 13 kids.
I would also be mad.
I would too. So she was so mad, she cursed the child, saying it would be the devil. On a stormy night in 1735, Mother Lead gave birth to a seemingly normal child. However, that all very quickly changed when it began to shapeshift.
That's like the story of changelings.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, like, familiar? Well, I think at least, like, one version of it. It's like this lady had a kid and then it got like sick and it would like look weird sometimes. So she was like crying to their local like town witch or priest, whatever. And they were like, go throw your kid in the river. And when you get home, a good one will be there.
Uh-oh.
But it'll be the same one. And then she goes, she's like crying and she drowns her baby in the river. And then when she gets home, there is a new one and it's not like messed up. Yeah, that's the moral of that story.
Nice. Throw your kids away. Get a better one.
Yep. I get it. I get it.
So it started to change into the devil. First, started to grow hoofs, then a goat's head, then bat wings, and a forked tail. It began to scream and growl, and then it beat everybody up with its tail and flew out the chimney.
Me too.
Some tales say that Mother Lee was a witch and that the child's father was the devil.
Oh.
So there have been several sightings of it. A man visiting Hanford Mills Works, he was there to like inspect some cannonballs.
As you do. You know, when you're...
The story seems like so like out of pocket, out of left field. Like, I don't know. Like, just checking out
cannonballs. There's a lot happening.
Yeah. hoofs, killing people with your tail. Just a lot.
A kangaroo with a horse head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar to the dog with human titties. They're cousins.
Exactly. They're cousins.
So he was, and then so he saw the devil, and so he shot it with one of the cannonballs.
As you do.
Right?
But like, just really make sure that it's taken care of.
But like nothing happened. Then Joseph Bonaparte, yes, Napoleon's brother.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that you were like playing with me for a minute because real. I was gonna make the joke.
Yeah, yes.
For real?
Yeah, for real, for real. Napoleon's brother.
Like Joseph. The one that got exiled or yeah. whatever and was little?
The short one? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't he actually not short?
He was like 5'8". So yes, I would say short. You're under 6 feet.
Short.
Spit on them. Yeah. They're pocket size.
Come on, Napoleon.
He is on a leash.
So he saw the Jersey Devil while hunting in Bordentown Estate in 1820. During 1840, several reports came out about the Jersey Devil?
Uh-huh.
Devil. Eating some livestock. In 1925, a guy found an animal that tried to steal his chickens and photographed the corpse. He then went to 100 people and they could not identify it. And they're like, that's the Jersey Devil. On July 27th, 1937, an unknown animal with red eyes was seen by a resident of Pennsylvania. It was compared to the Jersey Devil by a reporter in the Pennsylvania Bulletin in July 28th, 1973.
Recent?
Yeah. On in 1951, a group of Gibson, New York, Jersey boys were...
What are Jersey boys? Are they Guidos?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just imagining Pauly D.
Yes.
And Ronnie.
Yep.
And Mike.
Yeah.
The situation. Formerly. Government name, the situation. Yes. And Vinny running around, but like in Newsies caps, because yes. it's like in the 50s.
Yes.
But still, tank tops, tans,
cut off shorts.
Buff. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How did you know that's what they looked like?
It's just my intuition.
So impressive. They saw the Jersey Devil. Mm-hmm. This is a fun one. Like I said, it's short. I'm about finished. And then I have a Reddit story.
Okay,
sick. It's not really a Reddit story because I'm more scared of what I found when I looked up Jersey Devil on Reddit.
Why?
I'll tell you. Let me tell you
okay.
the story. During 1960, tracks and noises heard in Mays Landing were claimed to be from the Jersey Devil. During that same year, a merchant around Camden offered $10,000 reward to anybody who would capture the Jersey Devil. $10,000 now is worth $90,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I was like, it was short.
I'll go out there and catch him with my hands.
That was the Jersey Devil. Short, sweet. Like, I thought I was going to find more. So I was like, let me see if I can find a Reddit forum talking about the Jersey Devil. Would you like to see what I found?
I mean, I know that you're going to show me, because if I just said no, that would, like, be the end of this.
I don't know. Hold on, let me pull up Reddit. I should have pulled it up sooner. It
was wow, I'm prepared.
I know. I'm kidding. Typing, I keep typing Teddit instead of Reddit.
My Teddit. You don't have the app?
I do, but I didn't know where it was in my...
What did you search it on?
The search thing. So, I looked up Jersey Devil, and... Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is the first thing that popped up. It's a picture.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess. That's not what I wanted to see. It's not even scary. Well, I mean, it is scary.
Terrifying.
But I'll describe it to you. Hold on. So I think it's some kind of like, whoever drew this, very talented. Congrats on your art degree. But it's like furry, fan art. I don't know who these people are. Well, they're not people, they're animals. But somebody is really going to prolapse after that. that's all I have to say. Yeah. Congrats on your art degree, whoever made that.
Then I was like,
I hated that.
Then I was like, oh, there has to be more. So I kept looking.
Good. Okay. So it's all just furry fan art. Okay. Yeah,
and then there was like this.
Fan art, to put it lightly. Are they ghosts?
I don't know.
One of them is a ghost.
That one's pee-pee is purple.
Well, that's not good.
And I was like, there has to be. And it is just.
It's just that?
It is just that.
But none of these are the animal that you're describing. Like, what does that mean? Did we stumble upon a secret community?
I think we did.
Wait, is that the guy from Undertale?
Yes!
Why is he so thick? I hate this.
Why is he wearing a thong?
Well, that among other questions, yeah. I was more just...
He's not wearing the thong. Actually, the thong is
He's holding the thong.
He's holding it. It's just literally...
Why is the butthole like that?
I don't know.
You guys don't want to know what I'm being shown right now.
Like, it's literally just that. Like...
Oh.
That's all it is. Like, I looked up Jersey Devil, and, like, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I asked for.
You did ask for it. You just didn't know that you asked for it. You asked for
it. I thought it was going to be people being like, yeah, this is, like, one time I was, like, in Jersey, and I saw the Jersey Devil. No, these people are going to see the devil because of their...
Yeah, y'all need to go to church.
Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry.
Sorry to kink shame you guys.
But...
But I'm going to.
I don't... I mean, maybe somebody can email us and...
Are you a furry?
No. Do you know?
Not you. Do you know who the listeners?
Do you know who the one odds out or one odds out or whatever, the YouTuber?
No.
Who, like, he's a comic. He like tells stories. I'll show you one of his videos. But oh my god.
I didn't. You know, I didn't. That's all. I didn't.
Who? Imagine.
Why is Pikachu so thick? They just draw them so thick, which I appreciate,
right?
But very graphic.
I just
maybe, not for children.
I don't know why when I looked up the Jersey Devil, this is what came up.
It feels like the first time that somebody like haha Googled blue waffle and showed you.
Yeah,
that's what this feels like.
It's like, what is it? Rule 38.
I don't want to know what that is.
Rule 38. I think it's either 38 or 39. That there's porn of it. You can find porn of it.
Porn of what?
Anything, like, rule 38. People will be like, yeah, rule 38 on that. It means, like, there's porn of it. Like, I was watching...
I've never been introduced to that.
Like, there's a live stream I was watching one day, and they're like, yeah, Caillou, rule 38, which means there's porn of Caillou.
Oh, thank you, like, for letting me know the slang.
Just like,
I feel a part of the club now.
Which is, like, pedophilia, for starters.
Oh,
Caillou,
no.
Rule 38. Oh, make sure, yeah, it's rule 38.
If you're not just telling people the wrong slang that they'll be using in the street, they'll, like, say that, and someone will be like, what?
Is it rule 38?
You're asking the wrong person. Urban Dictionary, they'll know.
No, I think maybe it's rule 72.
Those are very different numbers.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's a number. It's rule
something. Somebody figure it out and email us.
Yeah. I know what I know it's a thing.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys the last episode, my new Chili's conspiracy theory, but it's not a theory.
Yes.
It's 100% true. Okay. So... I was talking to one of my other friends the other day. Sorry, Olivia. I have other friends. And I was like, we should eat Wingstop this weekend. And she was like, oh, is like Wingstop like a real place? Like, is it like that thing that I saw on TikTok about the wing place that isn't really a wing place, but like it's just Chili's? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Wingstop is real. Like, I've seen the one that's like near my house. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's not a Chili's. And she was like, no, there's a thing where people order like from a wing place on DoorDash, but it's actually just Chili's. And I was like, what? And then I was asking if it was like the same thing as the thing that happened with Chuck E. Cheese, where people were ordering pizza from some place called Pasquale's or something, but it was really just coming from Chuck E. Cheese. And she was like, I didn't know about that, but it's the same thing, but it's wings, not pizza. And I was like, I don't know if that's like real everywhere. And so then we had to do a deep dive. And apparently it is on our DoorDash. The place is called It's Just Wings. If you're a DoorDash person, or if you have a Chili's near you on DoorDash, there will probably also be a place called It's Just Wings. Okay. So I went on my DoorDash to like see if it would come up. Because we had to do some searching on TikTok and the Google.
That's a lot of research.
It was, because we were both very intrigued. And when I saw their menu, I was like, hold up. Me and Olivia have ordered from this place because they have fried Oreos.
And
we really wanted some one night. And we
That's
ordered from there.
All we ordered was
That's
fried
it.
Oreos.
And I was like, no, like I've ordered from this place. Like it didn't come in a Chili's bag. And she was like, no, like it doesn't come in
it
one.
Came
like
in, like a nice bag.
Yeah.
It was like we ordered some fancy,
decorative. Yeah.
Chocolate.
And she was like, no, it doesn't come in like Chili's packaging. Like they do it so then it's like you're ordering from somewhere like locally owned. And I was like, that's messed up.
It is.
So then I went even further. And I was like, I still, like, can't believe that they can just do that out in the open, you know? Mm-hmm. And because the stuff that they sell isn't the same thing that Chili sells. Like, I know that Chili has, like, one flavor of wings that's on their appetizer menu, but, like, you can't just get wings for, like, your meal, right? And I was looking through their menu, and they have, like, wings and curly fries. They have the fried Oreos, and then they have a couple of other, like, random kind of things. And they have flavors that Chili's doesn't have. So I was like, there's no way. And I went and, like, Googled the Chili's address that's near me that is on the DoorDash. And then I Googled it's just wings and then address. And it's the same address. Mm-hmm. They are operating out of the bag of Chili's. So now it makes me want to go to Chili's and be like, them. I want fried Oreos. And they're going to be like, man, we don't have that on our menu. And I'm going to be like, I know it's back there. Look at me. I know what you guys are doing. I know it's back there. Just bring them to me. I'll pay for them.
You're like, please.
I know that they're there.
It's called Rule 34, not Rule 38.
Oh, thank you.
Through Rule 34, it says, if it exists, there's porn of it. No exceptions.
Is that like a commandment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rule 34.
But yeah, you guys should go and try that at your local Chili's.
See what happens. Email us.
Hate to put your laundry out on the line for you, Chili's, but like... That was messed. I was very annoyed. I was like unnecessarily annoyed about it.
I feel tricked.
But I also feel tricked.
I hate being tricked.
I'm like, why can't Chili just put this on their menu? I don't get it.
Are we going to have to go away for a week?
Are we? For what?
I don't know. We'd be busy in these next coming weeks.
Oh.
Are we? Because next week.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. We'll play by ear.
We'll put it on Instagram if we are.
Yeah. Gone batty.
yeah exactly.
No, so look up Jersey Devil on Reddit if you feel so inclined.
Only if you're not a child.
Yeah, if you're
children under, this isn't for you.
If you are under the age of 18,
do
wait,
not
wait until you're 18.
Wait until your birthday. Yep, it's not for children.
Yeah, so that was the story of the dating game killer and
the Jersey Devil.
Yep.
So if you see a kangaroo with a horse head, that's probably what you're looking at.
Yeah. And okay. It's going to kill you with its tail.
Yep. Which I think regular kangaroos do that, right?
Yeah, they like...
Normal, just outside kangaroos.
I hate how kangaroos are pregnant.
You just don't want them to procreate?
Have you seen how they carry their baby?
No.
They like carry it in this pouch and you can like
look... I know there's a pouch.
Yeah, but you can like look in the pouch and like look at it developing.
That's crazy.
It like... cross from the pousse to the...
I wouldn't even know where to tell you where kangaroos... is that so?
Yeah, it has to crawl from the thing to the thing, and then it goes in the pouch, and it like.
I just don't know the anatomy of a kangaroo enough.
I will have to show you.
I don't want to know. That's okay. That's okay.
Have I showed you enough for today?
Yeah, I think I'm good. That's okay, Bessie. I don't need to. That's fine. I'm good.
But that is all for today, folks.
So sorry for that.
Do we
have anything else to say?
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, at Creek Cafe Pod. You can email us. Let us know if you went to your local Chili's and harassed them about being It's Just Wings. And
I think Hooters does it too. Now that you're saying that.
Really?
Let me look. Okay.
I'm tired of this.
Hold on.
I like that we were trying to leave and you're like, hold on, one more conspiracy. Okay, I'm holding.
Did you guys like my singing 2 episodes ago?
That was really good.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Hooters has another one. Let me go browse and let me go to Wings or American.
Oh, yeah. All of the wings are up under American for some reason.
Burger Bar.
Really?
Burger Bar is Hooters.
I hate this.
Yeah. Yeah, Burger Bar is just Hooters.
Hooters and Chili's has some explaining to do. And I will redact my statement if you guys want to give us money.
We promise.
I don't promise, but I do. You know?
Have you heard of Doghouse Bar and Grill? I think that's probably another one, too.
No.
Let me.
We're really doing some good holistic research right now.
Okay, dog. I'm going to put it into the address and see where it takes me.
We're on the scene.
Oh, it is a thing. I've never heard of her.
That might just be local and you probably just doxed us.
Shit.
Don't look for it.
Don't.
Don't do it.
It's
far enough away.
It is.
Okay.
Oops. Sorry, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.